Teachers at Pine Mountain Settlement School in Kentucky on March 30th, 1991. The interviewer is Louise Chawla. This interview is being done for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The subject is Mary Rockwell Hook, the architect who originally planned the design of the Pine Mountain campus and most of its buildings. Okay. I was originally planning to do just a short biography of Mary Rockwell Hook, but I will make that really very, very short since it's already, my goodness, 4:30 in the afternoon, Mary. Let me just say that Mary Rockwell Hook was born in Kansas City in Junction City in Kansas in 1878. She went to Wellesley College, graduating there in 1900, and then became one of the first woman architects in this country, studying first at the Chicago Art Institute and then at the, she was at the École des Beaux-Arts. Part of the Sorbonne in Paris, and then came back to this country to practice and had a long life of fruitful practice. She died on her birthday, apparently.
I think
was
so.
It on her birthday?
Well, she just, I've forgotten what it is.
It said in the little in
yes.
the memorial
mm-hmm.
to her that she died
yes,
on
her
birthday.
Birthday. Mm-hmm.
She and Mark Twain, right? well, he died when the comet was coming in. Well, she died on her birthday at the age of 101 in 1979 in Sarasota, Florida. And there's more details about her life in the autobiography that she wrote about herself and in the memorial to her that Mary Rogers wrote for Pine Mountain Settlement School, the notes that you gave me originally. But Mary says that the autobiography, which she must have written when she was in her 90s, right?
Already after she had gone blind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she was dictating it.
Mm-hmm. And you said it
hasn't got the charm and the life. And to hear her tell her stories and anecdotes of her early life, there's much more excitement to it then comes over in that little book.
I was hoping perhaps if some of those stories that really stood out in your mind across time, maybe you could add some of those. And I had questions, of course, about her beginning. She's written herself about her first coming to Pine Mountain Settlement School and what an impression she made.
You have the writing of that, the description of that.
Right. Do you know anything about her life before that, how she actually managed to become an architect?
No, except that by the time she left Wellesley, it was a thing that she would be interested in doing. But she traveled quite a lot. One of the exciting stories told us was when she went over to visit a relative who was governor of U.S. governor of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they left the Philippines, and somehow she, in his place, was the top person on the ship that brought her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she really almost captained that ship, and her tales of herself as a I suppose, in her 20s,
uh-huh.
captaining a ship from the Philippines back to America. It was hilariously funny. Mm-hmm. But then she, I think it was after that, that she went and did her mm-hmm. work at the Sorbonne. And I never been quite clear in my mind when it was she built all her buildings in Kansas City. But I do know that her father was one of the pioneers of that city. And quite a lot of its growth, I think he bought up a large part of it before it was a city.
Mm-hmm.
So probably became very wealthy.
Mm-hmm. It sounds as if she came from a wealthy family.
Yes. And I think her father just saw a possibility of a development of some sort of a city out there and mm-hmm. bought it up.
And then she helped to build it up.
And then she built houses for prominent citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't humble little houses at all. They were very proud houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not quite sure if those buildings, sometime her sister married a count mm-hmm. with a palace in Italy. She went to stay with her. And it's in Kansas City that she allowed the Italianate type of building.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, when she built in Florida, or when she built in the Kentucky Mountains, her buildings suit admirably the place where they are put.
Mm-hmm.
They're built of local materials, so that they look as if they've grown out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering what moved her to put Italianate buildings up in Kansas City, or whether it was to make that city feel proud and have some buildings that were architecturally worthy of a good city.
Mm-hmm. That Oklahoma song, isn't it?
Hmm?
Isn't that song in Oklahoma, in the musical Oklahoma, about everything is coming up in, isn't that Kansas City?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that. That was the big marvel,
mm-hmm.
where they actually
yes.
had elevators and all those
yes,
things.
Yes, well, she really...
Something to talk about
mm-hmm.
at the time.
But she was really very... This is the building she built there, as I say, were
mm-hmm.
mansions.
For men. It probably, those were all people who had connections to her family.
Yes, and who probably were the original settlers that profited
mm-hmm.
by being in on this
mm-hmm.
boom city.
Mm-hmm. Right. I noticed in the notes there in one of the folders that it said that when she was in Paris, the male students sometimes threw buckets of water on her.
Yes, but she said it was unpleasant, but she was not going to be deterred
mm-hmm.
by them. But they did not like having women
mm-hmm.
in the architectural school.
And she was
school.
The only one at
She
the
was
time.
The only one.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't even get into an architectural school at that time in the United States because they didn't take any women.
Mm-hmm. In your notes, it did say she started out at the Chicago Art Institute.
Oh, that I did. It must have been right that.
Mm-hmm.
She never talked much about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't qualify her to be an architect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this would.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she had to go to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And it said she was the second woman to sit for their exams.
I believe that's true. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where those facts came from, but
mm-hmm.
if they were in that letter, they're pretty sure to have been corroborated at the time.
So it sounds as if that wasn't a particularly happy experience, but she was bound and determined.
I think she got quite a kick out of it. She was, she had captained a ship, one of the United States Navy ships,
mm-hmm.
back from the Philippines. I think she was equal to a few bad-mannered students in mm-hmm. Paris.
And then, do you know if she traveled much in Europe?
Quite a bit, but I know she quite often went over to see her sister, Mrs. I can't remember her name, something like Bonansi. But
mm-hmm.
I believe she was a countess.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed there and traveled and saw buildings there.
Is that how she happened to do the monastery in Assisi?
No, yes, I think it was with that, yes. She's got such a genius for fitting her buildings into their setting. And when she had done one, her immediate thought was, wouldn't it have been fun to have done this with it?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we can change it and have it this way.
Mm-hmm.
She always, and every building she made had some interesting detail in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never so that you could walk through the building and not notice.
Mm-hmm. For example?
Well, in her own little open house.
Mm-hmm.
That funny, go up the wooden stairs to the mm-hmm. upstairs, and on your right, no, just straight ahead of you, is a little door, not quite 2 feet wide. And you open it and you step out onto a little balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are in the middle of the woods, with the woods mm-hmm. all around you.
Yeah, leaves all around you and branches all
yes.
around you at that level.
Yes, you're mm-hmm. just in the treetops.
Yeah.
And again,
and in a way, even doing that building was almost a
yes.
funny thing.
Yes, I mean, choosing two huge rocks and
mm-hmm.
incorporating them in the foundation of a building. And then
and making the building out of scrap lumber.
Yes, out of the slabs. They were had these, in one of her documents, I think it's one of these, she just writes of how beautiful the trees were that they brought in, the neighbors brought in to build the first building for the school,
mm-hmm.
big log.
Mm-hmm.
And the ground floor was all built with logs hand-hewn with an axe, with a broad axe.
Mm-hmm.
That was the slab that was taken off the logs.
Mm-hmm.
You to square them, you take off
right,
a slab of wood with the bark.
Mm-hmm.
So she used the slab of wood with the bark to build the outside of that house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I noticed in the picture it was very, very rough, so
yes.
that was actually the bark.
Yes. It was the bark.
The bark on the...
Of course it fell off.
It was almost like living in a tree then.
Yes.
It must have felt like...
And then it had this little stone fireplace in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen had a chimney on the outside wall. And you could cook inside
mm-hmm.
at waist height.
Mm-hmm.
You built a fire at waist height, and you went outside, using the same chimney.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big rock outside the door, and you could use it. There was a fireplace the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. You could cook inside or outside.
Inside or outside,
depending on the
mm-hmm.
weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I've often wished I could do that on nice days.
Well, that's sort of detailed. Mm-hmm. And she was always coming up with new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, didn't I, when we drove with her from Florida, about her making up her plans of what she wanted to do in the future?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When she wanted to build with her hands?
Yes.
She
must have been well over 86 then.
Mm-hmm.
She just said, when I retire, what I want to do is I want to go to New Mexico, build me an adobe house with bricks made by my own hands. And it didn't surprise me till I got to thinking that people at 86 don't often talk about what they're going to do when they retire. Far less something like that. But the fact is, it didn't surprise you because you knew she was perfectly capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
She might have done it too if she hadn't got blind, gone blind.
How old was she when she went blind?
In her 90s.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting, her sight was going very much then. I think it was 86 she was when we drove up with her.
Mm-hmm. But then, let's see, 1913 when she came to Pine Mountain, she was born in 1878, she was 35.
Mm-hmm. And she married after that. She was late in life to marry.
Okay.
And she adopted a child. I don't think she had any of her own, but the...
Well, I think she was, 42, 43 mm-hmm. when she was, let's see, I figured,
mm-hmm.
when she married.
Mm-hmm.
He
was a charming person.
Her husband?
Yes.
Ingraham Hope.
Ingraham
and he was
Hope.
A captain.
Gentle.
What kind of captain?
Gentle, courteous. Oh, charmer.
Mm-hmm. So it was a happy marriage.
Yes, very.
It says captain. What kind of, do you know what kind of captain he was?
I have no idea.
Captain Ingraham Hook.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what he was captain. Mm-hmm. But he was a very attractive person.
And,
I didn't see him often. Came down here with her once. But he left her mostly to run around by herself. He went down to Florida with her, but I think Kansas was city was his home.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, she just loved that too. And after she'd done that hotel, then she sort of felt she wanted to do her own beautiful house and the guest house.
Is that how she got to Florida? She was asked to do a hotel there?
I don't know if she was asked to or whether she went down there and thought how nice it would be, but it really looked like part of the natural scenery of the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in the color of it and everything.
Sandy Key? Is that?
Yes, Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. So she first...
She was by Sandy Hook Road. And the hotel was on one side of it. And then mm-hmm. she got the land that was right on the sea...
Mm-hmm.
The bayside.
This is Whispering Sands?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whispering Sands was the hotel. And we saw just now, and I can't remember the name of the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the notepaper, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
It's in this folder right here. I think this is the story.
Oh, this is it, yeah. Well, Sandy Hook.
But open it up. I think there. Oh, there might be another piece in there too. I think.
Sandy Hook.
Uh-huh. Siesta Key. Whispering
Sands was on this side of the road, and she was right out on the point.
Mm-hmm.
It was rather narrow there. The water, it was sort of a big breakwater, had to be built up to keep the sea out, and it just washed right round, and the house stood where you're just a few feet from the water.
So that became her second home, and you said she spent more and more time there as she grew older.
Yes, she loved it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her coming out, 86, fashionable swimsuit, jumping into the waves and setting off with a smart crawl stroke.
And, okay, so she came to Kentucky because, let's see,
This invitation.
Right.
From the person who was on the staff at Hindman had told of this classmate, Mary Hook, Mary Rockwell, who had become an architect and might be willing to design a building if asked. And then she said she wanted to, she was interested and she would do it, but she would be much more interested in doing the campus. And she was just, you saw the pictures, I mean it was just grassy land, swampy land. And Burton once said to her, oh yes, we heard that you and Miss Pettit and Mr. Long tramped around there in the long grass, planning out where the buildings would be. Not Miss Pettit. She was afraid of rattlesnakes.
Did you have them? You must have.
Oh, yes. There were snakes, and there easily could have been snakes in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
But not her.
Didn't deter her from tramping in. And also, I love the story was when she went to Hindman to talk about this. Did I tell you that one?
No, that was before the school. So first she
she went to see Miss Pettit about making these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And she came sensibly clothed with riding breeches to ride in. People rushed out from the school with a skirt and wrapped it round her.
Mm-hmm.
Because ladies shouldn't wear breeches.
Right. And then she wore riding pants, right? The loose pants.
I don't know what she did after that, but
I think it's as Miss Pettit or Miss DeLong had a divided skirt made for her.
But they just had to cover her up when she arrived. And
In tight riding?
Yes, riding, proper riding breeches.
And I guess they'd never seen that.
Well, no, they'd seen it, but they knew that the neighbors would be outraged to see a woman in pants. So.
Right. Well, that was, 1913?
That must have been before. Well, before they left Hindman.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was when she was visiting them at Hindman.
Mm-hmm. But even she was apparently in California then, and I mean, she knew she was just going to be giving her services, and was ready. She was, something about it excited her.
Yes. Yes, she just loved challenge.
Mm-hmm. And that was different.
It was different.
Going to be unlike anything.
Not everybody else. Yes, and yet, you see how perfectly she caught the spirit of the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings are completely in tune with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
There's no I've seen so many of the buildings of groups that came to build schools for mountains, where the buildings stick out like sore thumbs mm-hmm. and decay early.
Mm-hmm.
But not hers.
Well, she does mention in the notes, too, that she traveled around and had looked at a lot of the buildings.
Yes, yes.
Where she says the buildings that were looked properly poor and
yes.
shabby.
Yes.
So she
yes,
had been traveling
she, around. Yes, she'd look at it, and mm-hmm. that would help her make up her mind
mm-hmm.
what it was she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So she really stayed down here quite a while. She must
yes.
have in
yes.
the beginning there.
Of course, she was single then, wasn't
yeah.
she? I mean,
yeah.
she was still Miss Rockwell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she's any relation to Norman Rockwell.
I wondered that, too. Mm-hmm. And so when did you come, and when did you actually get to know her?
Well, we didn't know her very well at the beginning, because she was on the Board of Trustees.
When
we came in 1942, and she would have been coming to...
And she was already in her 60s then.
Yes, she would have been coming to trustees' meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just finished then, of course, her plans for the present Laurel House.
The new Laurel House.
She'd had to hand over the buildings for the dormitory because it was too much. They were in such a hurry to get them. So she farmed that out to a young man
mm-hmm.
and kept a close eye on what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the dormitory was not entirely her building. The West Wind Dormitory,
mm-hmm.
because she was much too busy on Laurel House.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so annoyed when Mr. Morris was in such a hurry that he dug his foundations in the wrong place and at the wrong size.
And yeah, I guess she must have, because she must have had a very exact sense of
very
how the building was going
yeah.
to fit into
yeah.
the site. And. She said he had to fill the holes in and
yeah.
redig them,
yeah.
dig them again.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Italian, was that the then, the Italian stonemason? No.
He had left long before that.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Morris was the director of the school who succeeded while Miss Pettit
mm-hmm.
left. Then there was one who wasn't very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Morris came,
mm-hmm.
and he was the director, and she thought a lot of him. He
mm-hmm.
he went to stay with her in Florida quite often.
Mm-hmm. And so when she came, it sounds as if she stayed around and supervised how the
yes.
building was going.
Yes, and thinking up new ideas. She badly wanted a new driveway, not to come in where the present one does,
mm-hmm.
but to come in round by the dormitory
mm-hmm.
and come down to the house another way. And of course she was beginning to think of things like cars and parking lots, which when she'd first planned the campus had been completely irrelevant.
Right. You must have had to have a place to put the horses and mules and that.
Yes, but I mean the whole circulation
right.
was,
mm-hmm.
would be different
right.
once the cars began coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You want slightly wider roads.
Mm-hmm. That may be part of the campus's charm, though, that
mm-hmm.
it was originally designed around the idea of people
horseback
just
riding.
Walking and horseback riding. And,
mm-hmm.
and
I do hope nobody ever gets the idea that it would be much better to blacktop these roads.
Right. And she apparently gave money also.
Oh, yes. And she, one of those things, the papers that you got here, was going out to raise funds for the school by giving talks to different organizations.
Okay.
And she did. Oh, she was very much in contact with the needs mm-hmm. of the school as they changed.
So she was
from
very,
the primitive one.
A very active trustee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Well, of course she knew it from its beginning,
yes.
probably at that point longer than anybody.
But none of that, oh, we must keep it the way it was. She always had some new vision right out there that she was aiming at.
Uh-huh.
Very different from the usual stick in the mudness, you know, we want it the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
What would make it better?
So I suppose when the buildings burned down, it perhaps wasn't as devastating to
no,
her.
No, I don't think it was, because
yeah.
she already had lots of new ideas
mm-hmm.
that she'd wanted to incorporate. No.
It was almost like each time it gave her a chance to try a new
yes.
idea.
And as you heard of Paul,
mm-hmm.
who came with the old Laurel House, that was the perfect building.
Mm-hmm.
And all his generation
mm-hmm.
never really reconciled to this.
Mm-hmm.
The people who've had this one, just they love it.
Reminds me, they say, with Cézanne, he'd leave his canvases just lying out in the field after he had painted them.
They were done.
Right.
Yeah.
The point was then, to move on and think of something
I hadn't
else
heard that.
Can do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned in the notes, too, she was thinking about that Paris, France ought to have a new capital, running it in her mind.
She was very definite in her views.
And the White House, she was thinking up how to make improvements
yes.
on the problems that she saw in it. And
I just think that was one of Pine Mountain's godsends
mm-hmm.
that right at the beginning had somebody with such an eye and such a determination and such skill.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she fell into the spirit of the school
yes.
right away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's quite amazing.
Yeah. I get the feeling she also didn't enjoy, you know, riding the lively horse up here that
yes, I think so.
Kept taking every road and all those adventures that she records. So she had some of that pioneer spirit that her parents
yes.
had. Yeah.
Probably, yes, it is. I mean, wasn't leave it just as it is. What can we do to make it fit in with now? You did see in one of these and how she insisted that all the planting around should be done with native species.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell
no,
you that?
No.
No, she, one of these papers is bound to have it in. But she wanted all the, it was laurel. Mountain laurel
mm-hmm.
and rhododendron,
mm-hmm.
the mountain azalea.
Mm-hmm.
And when Big Log was finished, she planted that all around it. And William Creech came up and said, can't think what you want to put that stuff there for. I've been grubbing it up most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she saw the beauty of these plants and thought them more suitable than introduced species. We have introduced species, but every time we do, I feel a bit guilty about it,
mm-hmm.
because the native species are so beautiful. Don't mind so much at the herbal level if you want to have, well, if you want daffodils around or mm-hmm. something like that. But with the trees, this part of the world has got some of the most beautiful trees in the country, so
mm-hmm.
why introduce others?
You see, there, all those are all buildings and campus from the early times.
Okay.
But this one is the one.
This is the tape that I'm just
wanted for you.
Leaving on in the background while Mary Rogers is talking about the files in which she has records of Mary Rockwell Hooke's work. And I'll just leave this going while we're looking through the files and through the album, and while we're talking about them in an informal way. This is being done for the Kentucky Oral History Commission on March 30th, 1991 at Pine Mountain, Kentucky, at the Pine Mountain Settlement School. The interviewer is Louise Chawla and Mary Rogers at the school.
That's what she builds in Florida.
Ah, yeah, very Sandy Hook. Where did you get the? This is looks fairly recent.
Yes.
But this is one of her old buildings.
This, this was. Well, I think this was while she was still alive.
She.
I can't remember, but.
This is one of her buildings that she. These are old records from Ethel DeLong.
From different peoples.
And William Creech?
And yes, well, we've got loads and loads and loads of them.
Oh,
these are the
these
ones that I've
when
got
they were talking about
in
the
building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now here, here's some of her notes on her building program.
Oh, this is wonderful. Okay, so
Here's how much the buildings cost.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me just make a note of, say this is a building file.
Those are her notes on some of the buildings.
Uh-huh. It seems to be going fine. Going way back, from like 1913, right?
Here's one in May 1913, of when she describes a letter from a person I'd never heard of, Ethel the locked up with me in California.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It said that she and Catherine Pettit expect to build a new school in the Kentucky Mountains, and that Kleinman had suggested I make might be at some architectural service to them.
Uh-huh.
She asked me if I'd meet her at Heinemann for graduation, see their buildings, and ride with her to the new site. And here is the description of her trip.
Uh-huh. That's the one that you cited from, right? In the memorial. And she signed it there. Let me see. Is that her signature?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how did they happen to ask her, though? She said she'd never...
Well, this, somebody at Heinemann had been at Wellesley with her.
Oh, okay. So a woman, let's see, was this Ruth Huntington, a
yes.
co-director at Heinemann?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she referred them to Mary. Okay.
Now, these are not all about Mary Rockwell Hooke. These
mm-hmm.
are the documents that have to do with buildings.
Mm-hmm. Something is not quite... No, No, it's going fine. It's going fine. I was thinking it was stopped.
Uh-huh. This is a story.
50-mile ride.
Mary Rockwell did in 1920 uh-huh. to publicize the school.
Uh-huh. For
her? She gave talks. And there's a talk she gave. It's about the schools generally.
Uh-huh.
And so she's telling what she thinks is a story. I don't know how much she's got about her own buildings in this.
Here, what is my connection with this school? And then she does... when she said she'd come under two conditions, if she could do, let's see, what are these?
And here's some of her descriptions of what she found.
This is wonderful. Is there a copying machine at the school?
Yes, there's
here?
A copy, but it's in making lots of black blobs. It's out of order.
It's out of order.
If you would like to.
Uh huh.
I can't get back into the office. But if you'd like to put the things you would like to have copied
into this
folder.
Let me leave you some money, too, for the copying. This looks... The young Vassar girl was the teacher.
Yes, that was about... It had to take charge of the putting out the flames on the Laurel House roof.
Okay. And it says every time she came it was better than the trip before. This is her talk.
Yes.
It would be wonderful to get a talk. This is her own reminiscences about the school.
Yes, but...
She says it's criticized that it looks too rich.
She does make some sort of rather remarks that we wouldn't want in our publicity. The outsider's view of the people in the mountains.
Sure. But she says here the school has been criticized sometimes because it looks too prosperous,
yeah.
Too rich.
Oh, that's the one I was talking about.
I have visited dozens of schools which have the proper poor look, and I have got figures on their buildings, and in every case I have discovered that it really costs more to look cheap and needy.
Got her comments on the beautiful logs that they brought her to build big log house.
Intelligent spending and good taste and highly developed order are the things which make the surface attractions of Pine Mountain, but far more important than these, as I have, is the spirit of give and take, the joy of doing, which pervades the whole atmosphere.
Oh, she stayed on the board of the trustees for a long time.
But she says very nice things about... She's saying they're called poor whites.
Yes, but
you
I mean...
You see the fallacy of the expression because people bartered in kind. They didn't need much money.
Yes, but I mean, here's some more letters.
Uh-huh.
This one... You want that one copied?
Well, that looks like a wonderful one. Is this the build sketch?
Yes, be very careful.
Yes. Do you think she did that? That's a beautiful drawing.
Now, here
is
the laurel. There
is
the schoolhouse that burned.
Uh-huh.
And then these buildings never happened,
they
see. They were distributed further afield.
And there's the branch.
But that was her view. This would be the path that comes up by the swimming pool, more or less, because that's the stream that comes to the swimming pool.
I see. And then the chapel was
The chapel would be about here.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Back on the mountain.
Right. Oh, that's a lovely one.
I suppose that could be put a copy in two parts.
Well, that, okay. That would be, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it all the same between these two pieces of paper with a tick tick from.
Really
ended up here, you see,
mm-hmm.
instead of.
Right.
Oh, that should go in between these pieces. Headed.
Was this by her?
That's hers.
Is this hers too?
I think this is more about the plans for the campus, isn't it? Rather than a tale about the school.
Yeah. Now this says undoubtedly done by Mary Rockwell Hook, and then it says must be Abby Clusterson. Is that, would that be? Abby?
There's two Abby Christensen.
Abby Christensen. But some, doesn't it look as if someone crossed that out?
Yes.
It says must be Abby Christensen.
She taught dancing and weaving.
Uh-huh. This was her Board of Trustees.
In 39.
No, this is 39. Mm-hmm. She's talking about the original
plan. Here's something
in
the 40.
Now she is talking about the original plan. Yes, signed Mary Rockwell Hook. Yeah, the general land use plan was designed to utilize the flat area for growing food and all livestock, to place all buildings upon non-productive areas. That's about what's happened during 25 years. And this is from by somebody else. Well, you know, of course, there was already that whole movement, the craft movement. There was a Craftsman magazine. Did you know that? Were you familiar with that? It was called The Craftsman.
No, I didn't know that we've got, but since the beginning of the Guild.
Uh-huh, right.
The Guild of Southern Mountains. The school was a charter member of the Guild.
Uh-huh. And what was this guild, Mary?
The Southern Highland Handicraft Guild.
Uh-huh. Okay. From the very beginning?
Yeah.
Well, the whole movement, of course, was going on all over the United States and England and Germany and... And such a sensitivity, as you say, to the location, to the site, and then somehow people forgot that in the middle of the century. Mm-hmm. Some of this is more technical. Yeah, these are their correspondence.
I think this may, but it echoes a lot of Mrs. Hook's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we decided it was Miss Christensen's, but she kept very... You see, this isn't just Mary Hook, this folder, this is buildings.
Right.
Buildings and Grounds, and Miss Christensen was a watchdog for the ground.
Mm-hmm. This letter seems to be quite technical.
This is not only Mrs. Hope, this letter, mm-hmm. this folder.
Yeah, this is rather quite technical and business-like. I don't know if there's any copies of all of that.
This is possibly Miss Christensen.
That was in there. So she seemed to have been working out of her hooked on architecture.
That's her outside.
Yeah,
we saw
chapel.
This. We were out. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a church.
Oh my goodness! This is becoming the style again now.
Yes. Well, I think she's probably right in the front.
Oh yeah.
The front rank of it, you know.
Yeah. I mean now
yes.
these open air buildings
yes. well,
are becoming
this was one of the
considered very
latter things she did.
Uh-huh.
When we last went to see her, this was
she
very
just
new.
Celebrated
it was
her
very new
that
birthday.
If we could get I think a copy of that, then they can maybe trace down some more. Actually there must be
She took us
in Sarasota.
And
there she is with her with son and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Hook. There she is. And this is their home place. Oh, this is just...
That was a beautiful place, this church.
Okay, yeah, these seem to be more her business.
Oh, this is Betty Rockwell Hook.
Right. I'll make a note that there are these letters about specific... Oh, there she is, 1954.
She is.
And it looks as if it's taken here, doesn't it? I don't know. Maybe not.
No, bricks.
bricks. That's not. And let's see, she was already well along in her 70s. What was she, about 76 there? Certainly looking very... It says that the École des Beaux-Arts male students threw buckets of water at her. Let's see. And it says Pine Mountain was one of her earliest designs. She also did a log cabin in Colorado. This must be from Wellesley. No, they might. I don't know if they have that or not.
I don't know which magazine that was.
It looks like the Wellesley alumni.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. These are Burton's. This is Burton's reminiscences.
Mm-hmm. Take that out now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody borrowed these once for something.
One day they'll need them now.
Oh,
right.
They were borrowed for Kentucky Heritage, that was it.
Uh-huh. Did they help you getting the National Historic Registry Landmark? The Heritage Council?
I really forgot. The first place was... I think that the old log house, which Mrs. Hook actually rebuilt, the one at the gate, it was falling down. We first got that on the... And then this the whole case came on.
Oh, so this was her house at Sandy Hook at Siesta Keys.
Lovely place. And then next to it, she had this guest house with all sliding glass walls. And the inside of the house, it had a core which could be not seen through. Otherwise, you saw through the whole house.
You know, I bet there are a lot of Hooks still there. Because look, this is Libby Hook, Mary Hook's daughter-in-law, has used low-maintenance landscaping in her yard. So it looks like family members are still living there.
Yes, well, I think we've tried to get in touch with them and we haven't.
And it didn't work well. Maybe archives has some people down there, knows some people down there who could do a bit. Okay. But, yeah, you could make copies, and I'll give you the archivist address, and I'll leave you some money, too, for making them.
No, I just wondered, what's this?
Yeah, what is this? Let's see. Ethel DeLong is up there in the top.
She was the co-finder.
Right.
The school.
And it seems to be her notes.
Oh, she did some of the building, or supervised the building when Mrs. Hook wasn't here. Now, this is sort of, as it were, the campus before it got the buildings
she
on
says
it,
it's
in
rather
many
like
cases.
The New Jerusalem. What do you mean? She did some of the buildings?
She had supervised a lot of the building, like the farmhouse. That was her house.
This is the one she's talking about.
And then she got, she married.
Uh-huh.
And the Zondi house, which was the house that she and her husband lived in.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Italian stonemason.
Mm-hmm.
The Zondi house. I think she had a lot of say in the planning of that.
So she moved from Hindman and stayed here?
She told Miss Bennett she'd come for a year and she stayed till she died.
Mm-hmm. And these are the old, the site.
There's the old Laurel House. No. Yes, there's the old Laurel House,
mm-hmm.
but it's a school house.
Mm-hmm.
The views of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
Old tool house. That's the old log house by the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Got those, which is the sort of the layout of the land in the
mm-hmm.
early days.
Yeah, this goes back in this one. Then. That's the, what is that album? Buildings and Campus.
Well, this
oh, okay.
But I was just looking for
so
the
I'll just say there's
relevant
lots
buildings.
Of old, lots of old pictures. From the very beginning, even and from even before the buildings were
yes.
built, right?
This is, these are views of the campus.
Mm-hmm. Beginning
gosh, Paul was asking for views and I never went into this one. We got
beginning
some beauties.
For the land before.
Well, never mind. We didn't.
Building construction.
He got a very nice one. Now, those are just scenic.
Right.
Not particularly buildings.
Uh-huh. And this is her album, which is coming apart.
That's her
apart.
Album. And you saw the open house ones in there. So they're mostly open house there.
Oh, I want to see that. Chicken house.
That was part of a farm building.
Uh-huh.
Farmhouse
oh,
at Weary.
Wonderful pictures.
There's the old Laurel House being built.
The first Laurel House.
And here it is being built again.
Uh-huh.
Then where the present dormitory is, there was this pole house, which was for guests.
Oh, I love this picture. That was the... That was open
this
house.
This is the open house.
Oh,
going
yes.
across
uh-huh.
the bridge.
It was really open.
It was,
you mean,
it was
didn't
really,
have windows.
No, it didn't.
So
it had dressing rooms which were walled
it
inside,
was
and then you walked out onto
cabin.
This
uh-huh.
the screen porch. And from the screen porch, you could go over a bridge into the woods.
This picture is just exquisite.
But you see here, you go off onto a big rock.
Uh-huh.
Then you take some steps down onto another big rock.
Mm-hmm.
You cross that big rock, and then you go down steps, and you come to the forest school.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is just beautiful. And that was her favorite building, right?
Well, it was her own
liked.
Building. Out
uh-huh.
here, here's, you see, up here.
It looks sort of like a Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you went up the stairs. And there was this little balcony, and you just stepped out on it, and you were in the woods.
Yeah, it made of, like you said, leftover lumber. Made of scraps.
Yes, the slabs.
Made of scraps from our sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But there's probably more of open house in another one, but this is...
These are the kind of mules I guess she rode. The pole
house. Now that's
house.
A pole house,
she
which
said
was the guest
by
house.
Neighbors. Uh-huh.
Now there's the new school building. Do you see how they stand
Laurel
in relation
house
to Laurel
school
House?
Building. Sawmill. The sawmill was here on this site?
Yes, because they started off with log building.
Uh-huh.
Then they saw it was going to be... That's the first building. Mm-hmm. This is the second.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it was going to be much too expensive in lumber, so they got the sawmill over the mountain and ran a sawmill.
These are wonderful pictures. They're the creatures. Mm-hmm. And this was before.
Well, now that's
Let me
hers.
Just put her address
now,
down, too.
Put.
I'm sure there's nobody there anymore. But this would have been the address of her own house. Would this
Which?
That would be the house she built in Kansas City?
Yes.
Okay, so that was built by her.
She lived there, and then more and more she was in Florida.
Okay.
I never went
her
to
album.
The Kansas City house.
Did you go to the Florida house?
Yeah, we stayed in the guest house one summer. And we stayed in another little house she had. We went up to see her a lot.
This goes in the file. This one.
Which one is it? That's in...
Does it go in a box or in the...
No, it's in a file. Which one?
Right, I think.
Oh, but it's by itself.
There.
Well, it goes to buildings.
Okay.
And we, yeah, so why it's so thin is because we took out some, didn't we?
Yes.
Buildings. And Mary Rockwell Hook right now. Alumni. Florida. Alright, so buildings. And you see, all these are buildings.
Are pictures of the buildings.
Yes, which one?
Oh, that's...
There's the old log house and the tool house.
Oh. Well, you know, Mary, since it's 3:15 now, maybe we should sit down and...
Or did you want to...
And I'll just note that there were lots.
There's
lots.
I thought you'd like to see the... Oh, here, that's open house.
Yeah, let me see. Lots and lots
that's
of
open house.
Yeah,
those
wonderful
pictures. But she did love that house.
During the summer,
she stayed up
really
there. Well, you were in the woods,
yeah.
In it.
Oh, let me see. Here's the actual sleeping room.
Yes. Now you see that goes out onto a bridge. There's a sleeping room below here.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes out on the bridge. I suppose if you wanted to go to the outhouse, you had a little part. You go out, was boarded in so that you could dress there. Yes. The old Laurel House. That would be so welcome.
There are some pictures from the old Laurel House.
Let's take the Laurel House one out. Okay.
Can you get up, mine?
So. This is the fact about it, you see. Yeah, that's a view from on top.
Mm-hmm.
This is with Red Headed's courtyards.
Oh,
and there's
some
the big
inner
porch he was talking
right.
about.
Uh-huh, that's the... Yeah. Yeah, it looks like there was such a sense of sort of moving in and out and in and out. There must be the old...
Then, yes, there's the round tables in the dining room.
Closed space. Uh-huh. And there's some Christmas wreaths, so this... They're the candles. This must have been getting ready for the... Around the time of the Christmas celebration.
Now, here's where the courtyard would have been.
The big old fireplace, too. Uh-huh. That's the drying, and the drying area was there, too.
There's the fireplace.
Yeah, right under, that's under the stairs.
The stairs, under this. Corner.
Did you say the children made the furniture?
I know those the dining room, a lot of the furniture was made by, once they got the older children.
There's a Christmas tree.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's I bet that's the Yule log.
That's my postcard they used to have of it.
That might be the Yule log.
And then the garden.
Mm-hmm.
The flowers.
It's just perfectly fitted too. That was and this is the industrial arts.
No, that's the Lollas.
That was.
Yes.
Oh, that
from another
good.
Angle.
From another angle. It was a big building.
It was a big building. Lollas kitchen.
Uh huh.
That's a
dishwashing, I guess. Okay, that means the tape's about over.
In the kitchen, see the big stove.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And the beautiful little garden out there, too.
Yes, Miss Gaines.
Flower garden.
Miss Gaines ran the garden.
Yeah, Miss Gaines' garden. Really.
Well, so we've got...
You've got wonderful...
And this is the new one, you see. There's it going up.
Uh-huh.
Here's the building, putting on the roof, digging out the foundations.
Building.
Mm-hmm. And then here's the inside of the Laurel House, as it is now.
Uh-huh.
Looks like that one.
What is that?
It's under the shadow of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
That's a lovely one.
It is.
Well, so there's plenty of pictures of her buildings.
Uh-huh.
Well, but we've got those, as you see, for each part of the campus.
Okay,
we've got some record and a sort of brief thing of what's known about when.
Okay. Would you have time to just sit down a little bit and
let's get these
things that you remember?
Shall we get these in?
Yeah, we better put those back.
You could hand them down, I'll make the space.
Okay.
Just tell me what number you're handing. 13?
13.
I've never mastered the art of making a space in the file and getting a file in at the same time.
And the
those
this one is 4.
Oh. 6.
Right,
oh yes, that was the one of the canvas before.
And this is 3. Yeah, this comes first.
All right.
And this is a box of the old albums.
Yeah, I haven't got a fireproof fireplace full. So it has to sit out on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Did, this was from...
No, I took that off because it was still stuck on a file that I'm allowed to go out, and I sent out with that note on it.
Do you need that?
Well.
Okay, let me put a fresh tape in here and make sure this has been playing fine.